السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عبده وابن أمته ومن لا غنى به طرفة عين عن رحمته وأصلي وأسلم على الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المجزاة محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده وحزبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض أما بعد In the name of Allah, most graceful, most merciful, I bear witness there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, the Almighty. I bear witness that Allah, the Almighty, sent Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a final reminder A final prophet and messenger. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did his job to the best of abilities. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I bear witness that he took us from darkness to light. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the household of Muhammad, the wives of Muhammad, and the companion of Muhammad, and the followers of Muhammad. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful Friday, in this Jum'ah prayer, to make us among them followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we meet, insha'Allah, with him in the Day of Judgment. Say Ameen, everybody. We're thankful and grateful to Allah the Almighty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our gratitude to him, our praises to him, never gonna be enough, and never sufficient and enough for us. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he give us another blessings, of his ending of blessings. Just look around you right now. When was the last time you were in this masjid praying shoulder to shoulder? Or sitting at Jum'ah shoulder to shoulder? We're going to stand, inshallah, after this Jum'ah, and we're going to stand in prayer, and the Imam will say, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Make sure you stand next to each other. How much do you miss that? Because I miss that a lot. I haven't been in a masjid, that way I can pray next to my brothers. But now we have this opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, out of His blessing and mercy, He decided to give us things. And more things and more things. But we have to ask ourselves all the time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of mercy and blessings, make sure you're always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask yourself, am I worthy of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me? Am I doing enough shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has given us, and have what Allah has bestowed on us, and what Allah has given to all of us? Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, He kept giving us and giving us and giving us. And subhanallah, we should ask ourselves, Ya Allah, why are you giving us that? The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us what he's given us, to know who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are created for a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about His servant, He said to them, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثٍ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجِعُونَ. Have you thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for no reason, no purpose? Definitely we have a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined the purpose for our creation in Surah Al-Dhariyat when He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created the jinn and a human just to worship me. ما أريد منهم الرزق وما أريد أن يطعمون وما أريد أن يطعمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I don't want them to worry about their rizq, about their provision. And I don't want them to worry about they're going to eat or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, indeed, He is the provider to all of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us beyond limits. Two blessings that I want to talk about today that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically described in a hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith narrated by the cousin of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas. May Allah be pleased with Abdullah and his father Al-Abbas, because both are Muslims and both are Sahaba. He narrated from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that many people are not taken advantage of. Many people are in continuous loss of this blessing. They continue losing this blessing and not taking advantage of that. And if you lose these two blessings, you are losing tremendously. There is a great loss in not taking advantage of these two blessings. Ya Rasulullah, what are these two blessings? He said two things, as-sihhatu wal-faragh, the health and the free time. And subhanallah, just coming out of pandemic, mashallah, almost 40 million, if more than 40 million in California, get a vaccine already, a shot or two shots, mashallah, right? So now we're thinking about it, can we take our health for granted again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested us with our health. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us go through this difficult time that you either suffered or somebody from your family suffered or somebody that definitely knows suffered from the virus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us go through this so we remind ourselves, to we be reminded that we never take our health for granted. And yes, mashallah, we're following now precautions, we're following procedures, we're making sure that we take care of our health. The masjid, mashallah, promoting, you know, to get the vaccine, and they had to drive for the vaccine. We're doing all that to show, Ya Allah, we're not going to take our health for granted. We're going to take care of our health. This is a responsibility of the society, number one. And second of all, there is your own responsibility of how you take care of your health. Are you exercising? Are you losing weight? Are you gaining weight? How, you know, are you a smoker or not a smoker? That's something you cannot take, you know, for granted. The second thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about in the hadith is a free time or a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a free time, and how we take an advantage of this free time. The question is, it's a free time, right? If you have kids, your kids will tell you when they want to go on a break, they don't want to study, or you don't want to give them chores, that I'm in a break right now. I'm in my free time. Why are you telling me what to do? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no free time. Because we should take advantage of the time worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our purpose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then in the hereafter to get to Jannah. Right? Isn't that our purpose? So, now the question, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these two blessings, free time, faragh, and sahha, and health, what are the relationship between these two? What is the relationship between health and having free time? Once was said that when we are young, maybe until the age of 20, 25, or, you know, 18, it depends when you're going to get a job, that you have free time, a lot of free time, and a good health. But then when you finish college and start working, you start not having a free time, you still have health, but you don't have wealth. You start having wealth, you have health, you have wealth, but you don't have free time. Then when you get older and older and you become an elder, then you have free time and you might have wealth, but you don't have your health. We cannot take advantage of time if we don't have the health. This is the first relationship between these two things. You cannot take advantage. If you have free time and you're not healthy, you cannot take advantage of that. That's number one. Second of all, they go together. The older we get, the more the chance we are gonna get sick and not be healthy, right? And the older we get, the more we're losing of our time on earth. Because when you are born, the first day, that's the longest time you have on earth. And every single day, you're losing a day of your life on earth. And you're getting closer to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more you live, the more you're losing the time, and the more slowly you start losing your health. That's why it's so important to take advantage of that. And the third thing, these two things you cannot bring back sometimes. When the time passes, you cannot bring the time back again. It's over. If I lost today, I had a lot of free time yesterday, and I lost it, I might not ever be able to bring that time again. And if I don't take care of my health and I get sick, it's over sometime. It's so hard for me again to be back healthy again. These are two things that we have to take advantage of. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا. Those people who don't take advantage of that will be in a great loss, will be losing a lot. You'll be losing tremendously for not taking advantage of these two things that are so important for us to fulfill our purpose, our mission on earth, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's successor, khulafa on earth, to take care of earth. Because if we want to build this place that we're in, we cannot do it if we don't have time and if we don't have health. And if we don't take care of our time and spend it wisely, then we're not going to have time to do things that we're supposed to do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't have the health, then how are we going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, you'll be excused because you're sick. You have the udhr, you have the excuse, but you miss a great opportunity worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the one who narrated the hadith, this hadith that I just mentioned, also narrated another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many times tried to give us advices to how to act in certain things. And Abdullah ibn Abbas narrated a hadith similar to what the hadith we just mentioned, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اغتنم خمسًا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five things before five things. What are these five things? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take advantage of your youth before you're an elder, before you cannot do things, because you're losing your health, you're losing your time. Take advantage of your health before you're sick. Take advantage of your wealth before you don't have any wealth. And take advantage of free time before you're preoccupied, before you are occupied and not having enough time to do anything. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, take advantage of this. Why is that? Because in a day of judgment, when we go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة. In a day of judgment, we will not move a foot until we ask about four things. What are these four things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us about? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about your life عن عمره فيما أفناه. Allah gave you an age, gave you a time on earth. What did you do with that? How did you take advantage of that? How do you spend it? فيما أفناه. How did you spend your age, your time? You have 70 years, 80 years, 20 years. Doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you certain times on earth. And don't be like those people. When they go on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold them accountable for what they did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, how long do you think you stayed on earth? They say a day or a part of a day. يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. We might have said a day. This 70 years, this long time that you had on earth, in the day of judgment, you're going to feel it's a day or a part of a day. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the second thing that you're going to be asked about the day of judgment, and your deeds. What have you done? Sorry, your knowledge. Now you know that you shouldn't waste your time. You know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked you not to waste your time. And you have the knowledge of it. How are you applying this knowledge? After the khutbah, how are you going to spend your time after that when you go home? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us accountable for that. Because now we have the knowledge of it. And the third thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah will ask you about is your wealth. How did you make it and how did you spend it? And we all, mashallah, many of us, especially the parents, we have jobs, right? And we work and we try our best. But if you're not making your money in the halal way and spending it also in the halal way, you'll be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. The fourth thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you about is your body. وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَى. What did you do with your body? How you wasted your body? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the body, comes with the health. Do I decide to be a smoker at a young age? And I told myself when I was a teen, I'm just vaping, no problem about that. No one would know, no one can smell, and it's everything is fine. And then I just graduated from vaping to smoking more and more. And then just guess what happened? I just ruined my body. My health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted me with to worship Him. To use my body, to use my health to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, there is some words or idioms that we use in our language, in the English language, that's very interesting when it comes to time. Sometime, some guests are coming or you're waiting for a movie or you just have some free time. You look at your friend and you say, let's kill some time, right? We say this a lot to ourselves. You know what? We're going to the movie theater. The movie's going to start soon or waiting for guests to come over or we're going somewhere in the car. How about we kill some time? And what does it mean to kill some time? While I'm doing this khutbah, planning this khutbah, and I reach this part to say kill time, I remember a saying in Arabic that we say. We say, الوقت كالسيف إن لم تقطعه قطعك. Time is like a sword. If you don't use it, it's going to cut you. And that's exactly what's time. If you don't use it wisely, it's going to be gone. And you're wasting your time. It's cut out of your time that you have. And subhanAllah, we keep saying ourselves, especially now, the summer vacation is starting. There's no schools, especially for, KG almost, so preschool all the way to high school. If you're in college, you could be taking summer school. So for us, there is a lot of time to kill. What are we going to do with our time? Or there is other thing we say, let's waste some time. Let's waste it. This is not something that you should kill. And this is not something that you should waste by throwing in the trash. This is something that you should relive. You should relive your time. And whatever opportunity and time that you have given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about it and tell yourself, how can I spend it wisely? How I can do what I'm doing? How can I spend the time I'm given to spend it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one is, you can just have the right intention. I could be going to sleep having the right intention that, oh Allah, I'm sleeping early at a certain time so I can pray in Fajr. I pray, wake up for Fajr. and pray Fajr. The time that I'm sleeping, now I'm getting rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now I'm using my time wisely. And instead, sometimes we say, and we're all guilty of that because we are in the age of technology and iPhones and all the games we have. And I think about it. Every week you get a notification, especially if someone like me using iPhone, tells you how many hours you spend a day on your phone. Try just to study that. See, do you spend 7 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours, or 3 hours? And I try to make it less every single week. You know what? I'm going to try my best. But sometime, you know what? We just, you know, it's something became part of, you know, our, you know, normal reaction. Oh, let me check my social media. Let me check my Snap. Let me check my Facebook. Let's see if anybody messaged me. Let me message somebody. Because it's so accessible to us to use our phones. It's so accessible to us to be in social media. So accessible to us to know exactly what's happening all around the world around us. But again, are you wasting your time? Or are you using your time wisely? That's something we have to think about it, especially for our youngsters here in the audience, in this khutbah. You need to know, are you using, you have this technology, are you using it wisely? And now we go also for our youngsters and talk about it. How many of us would have Netflix account? And there's a lot of show that I can kill time and waste time watching. If I'm going to do that, and I have the account, and I'm going to do that, let's do it wisely. Let's watch something that we're going to benefit from. And instead of just wasting our time, wasting 2 months of summer, watching something that I would never benefit anything from. If you're planning to do something like that, make sure you do it wisely. You use your time to benefit yourself from something. And now we go to parents. What can you do to make your kids spend their time wisely? Make sure they can learn a new skill in summer when they have a lot of time in their hand. Or if they have a skill, make sure to develop and improve this skill more and more. Either they're in sport or any kind of skills they have, you know, you think that's beneficial to them, make sure they continue doing that. And then spend some time with your kids reading Quran or memorizing Quran. Whatever you do, if you decide to read the Quran, read the translation or memorize the Quran, do something like that. And subhanAllah, you know, something came to my mind that somehow we use our phones a lot. Sometimes you get notification that you've been using your phone for 7 hours a day. Can you believe that? And that reminded me of Imam Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i used to, in Ramadan, finish the Quran sometime twice a day. And how is that it's possible that somebody would read the entire Quran twice a day? It's impossible. But if you just look how many minutes we spend and how many hours we spend using our phones, it makes a lot of sense. Definitely you can do something like that. And I'm not telling you that you're going to be Imam Shafi'i and read the Quran twice, you know, a day. Or even reading the Quran once a day. But I'm trying you to use your time wisely. We all of us, we're all guilty of that. And we all should remind ourselves of what? Using our time wisely. The last thing, we have, mashallah, in California, we have beautiful nature. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending time in the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's one of the best ibadah that you can do. The ibadah that doesn't require a lot of action, a lot of work, and you can do it sitting, you know, in a park, wondering about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And something like this doesn't take a lot of time. When you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think of His creation, you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are out of in the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while you're out with the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, I hope and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people who will use their time wisely and who will use their health wisely. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us among the maghbuneen. Remember at the beginning we mentioned the hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we're losing continuously and we're not taking advantage of. These are health and time and free time. And if you have good health and you have free time, make sure you use them wisely and you use them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us among the maghbuneen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to take advantage of our time and health. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask us our body, our time that we have, our wealth and knowledge, we say, Ya Allah, we spend it in the best way possible. We spend it worshiping you. We spend it for your sake. We spend it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ghfir lana dhunubana. Wa israfana fi amrina. وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا ولأهلينا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم كن معهم يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على آلائه ونعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاح، حي على الصلاح، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة وقد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to say, "Sawwa'tadilu," please make the line straight, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Jazakum Allah khair, may Allah bless you. Rahim Allahum ri'in sa'wa nafsa. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا؟ الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا، خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد، فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى that we are closer. الحمد لله. إن شاء الله our hearts will be closer, our minds will be closer, and we are working together. إن شاء الله. May Allah bless you all and protect you and protect this masjid, protect the whole community. Please make dua مغفرة. I thank brother Ahmed Mutawwa for his good reminder, and please make dua مغفرة. For the sister خير النساء بيبي اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافها واعف عنها اللهم اكرم نزلها واستر مدخلها اللهم اغسل خطاياها بالماء الثلج والبرد اللهم نقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس اللهم جازها بالاحسان احسانا بالسيئات عفوا منك وغفران وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد واله واصحابه واتباعه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين بارك الله فيكم.